The alternative, of course, is access the Heritage and Stabilization Fund. While it was understandable in the onset of COVID-19 and the measures that we had to access funding immediately to deal with the additional expenditures. That fund is really a rainy day fund, and we really don't want to keep that fund for recurrent expenditures. The stabilization part of it recognizes that it can be tapped into when you have a significant shortfall in revenues, but I think the challenge now is really how the government tries to manage its levels of expenditure so that it can in fact reduce the extent to which it has to borrow, because it is getting to the point where it is unsustainable. And we don't want to have a long-term trajectory that is predicated on debt servicing.